have to remind us who the first reader substitution is.
This?
And then the second reader. But let's begin with those work samples.
Great. And work samples are here, and Mario is our primary reader.
Thank you, Mario.
So I don't remember when I started feeling like a sub-character in human history.
I'm sorry, I can't hear that.
It's the video that we're playing.
Oh, thank you.
When we feel like we don't need to see anymore.
Right, when you've seen enough, raise your hand. Okay, we're all good. We're done.
Back at me.
Thank you, Miriam.
Like when I learned about...
Okay.
Well,
already then?
I was excited to be asked to be the substitute first reader for this one. It was a very exciting proposal to me. It's a year one. Is that right, Karen?
It is.
Because it's an evolution of something they've been doing. This is a project out of Milwaukee. They're asking for $6,000 on a $26,000 plus budget. So they've been doing for some time a program of training, of using storytelling to assist with helping residents in Milwaukee listen to one another, understand one another's cultural perspectives, and ideally help the city move towards a state of greater mutual understanding. To me, the exciting thing about this, which I think is the evolutionary piece of it, is that they're working in a very focused way to train a new cadre of storytelling coaches, focusing on ensuring that the diversity of Milwaukee is reflected amongst the coaches. So they're working to train people of color, people of disabilities, and so forth, as a way of addressing racial injustice. The program involves story slams, the publication of stories, videos like the one that we saw. They're going to be producing a handbook during this year so that it can be kind of a curriculum, a written curriculum to help train more storytelling coaches. I feel like this is a really strong application. It's a vitally important idea. Now that they've got their sort of method, in quotation marks, solidified, it'll be increasingly easy, I hope, to train new coaches. I think their emphasis on ensuring that the mentor trainees are people of color and people who represent the diversity of Milwaukee is vital. And I applaud the handbook. They've got a grant in hand, so their match is moving along, and much of it is in hand. They're working with partners throughout the city, including the Muslim Women's Coalition, the Black History Historical Society. They're working to train coaches who are also deaf and have other physical disabilities. It's a consistent, thoughtful, well-organized proposal to me. I like it that each of the sponsoring groups, which is going to be working on getting people from that neighborhood or from that cultural group engaged in the process, I'm glad that they each have to pay $200. It kind of is skin in the game, which I think is really smart. Obviously, the partners know how to get things done with their group or in their neighborhood. The last couple of years seem to have been solid and well managed. And I think I was excited by the evaluation piece on this one. The fact that coaches themselves are doing some pre-post observations, as well as they've got clear goals. For example, the number of trained coaches is going to leap from 5 to 9, and that 20 of 90 attendees at each of these workshops will actually be sharing their stories. So it's concrete, and it's smart, and it's important, is the way I see it.
Thank you, Mary Jo. Second reader, Sarah, have you got additional comments?
So again, excellent, I think, analysis, Mario. I would just add on to that, again, a very strong artistic leadership. I think this is a very timely evolution in their own practice to look at the cultural representation in their coaches and how that matches with the participants they're working with, and how can they actually build a successful mentoring program for coaches to mature further, as well as obviously any of these network participants they have. I do think the hourly rate for artists is low. I always Mario's recommend paying ours at least $30 an hour minimum. Recall Foundation, I think, is on hiatus as a funder right now, so I would just double check that with the funding. And then, otherwise, I do actually, two big points. I wish they would work with evaluation specialists. I think there's a lot of opportunity to look at the data coming through on the stories and code it to find out key themes going on in Milwaukee around race dynamics, around other cultural layers. So that's just an expansion area I'd love to see them do. And my other comment's actually a little bit complex, and I want to offer it, again, really supporting how strong the artistic leadership is overall, and I do think they get amazing engagement, storytelling engagement to happen. I do think that there's sometimes a theatricality that gets reinforced with the resident stories that sometimes for me can overshadow the authenticity or, again, this intention around equity of voice. It's a nuance to just look at as they're looking at maturing right now. It's a very important topic, I think, to explore with these trainers, you know, as they're building this curriculum. And so part of it sounds like is part of what they're negotiating is where are the trainers having different methods that are emerging from whatever the original founding method was? How do you make room for all that, especially, again, if part of the difference is the trainers have a different cultural presentation than the founders have? So all of that, again, just healthy maturation process for a strong practice.
Thank you for those comments. Do any of the other panelists have a comment that they would like to make?
This is Lynn. I really liked the marketing plan. I thought that was strong. I liked also that they realized they had not yet reached all of the people that they wanted to represent, and they have plans for addressing that. Otherwise, I thought it was an extremely good grant request also.
Thank you for those comments.
I agree with Lynn. They recognize that they were missing some people there and are making the appropriate steps to take care of that problem.